This is me, Anantan Narayan Ganguly, welcoming you to a new podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you a story. And that story's name is The Princess Farmer. And I hope you will just love it. So, it's a story about a princess who loved farming. Okay? So, let's start the story. Once upon a time, there lived a powerful king named Anil Kumar. He had a daughter named Kansari. Kansari loved farming. This often made her father very angry. When she grew up, the king or her father ordered her to go out of the palace. He said, "You will go out of the palace and live. I want you to experience how hard and difficult life is outside this palace. Only then you will come to your senses. Now go." Kansari took all the seeds she had collected from her childhood and went on the woods to live. She made a small hut. She had a very difficult time growing the crops in the nearby fields in the jungle. But she also had help from her three new friends: a cat, a bird, which is a parrot, and a spider. The cat would chase all the mice in the fields. The bird would bring the latest news by flying over the kingdom. And the spider would take care of Kansari's house. They four became good friends. One day, one of his countrymen saw this and told it to King Anil. King Anil was furious. Teach Kansari a lesson, so he went to Indra, the king of gods. God Indra said, "What do you want, my child?" King Anil said, "I want to teach my daughter Kansari a lesson." God Indra said, "Leave it to me. I will teach her a lesson in my own hand," he said. And then what you know what he did? He thought, I, the powerful Indra, I will send down a drought," he said. But you won't believe it, the parrot was listening to all this. He heard it and soon went to Kansari and recited it to her. Kansari and her three friends shifted her crops in the riverbed. When the drought came, all the crops in the kingdom died. But Kansari's crops survived. Indra saw this and scratched his head. "I will send down a flood. That should stop Kansari," he said to himself. But again the parrot overheard him and recited it to Kansari. Kansari and his three friends shifted their crops to the slope of a hill. When the flood took place, all the other crops in the kingdom and plants drowned. But some Kansari's were saved. The excess water would just flow out by the slope of the hill. Indra was thinking hard. He was under pressure. "I will send hundreds of rats," he said angrily. And then again the parrot heard him and recited it to the cat. "Wow, yay! Yeah!
they all have? Wow!
Poor the cat. When the mice came, and every cat was chasing every single mice, and all of the cats ate mice. Now Indra was out of his wit. He said angrily, "I will send 100 of birds," he said. But the parrot heard it again. He recited it to the spider. The spider said, "I will call my spider's friends and we'll spin sticky webs in the top of the crops." And when the birds came, they got stuck to the sticky webs. And Kansari's crops had been saved by working together. Now Indra was depressed. And many countrymen came to the king Anil and said, "King, king, we are starving. We can't eat anything. Our crops have drowned. Some have died because of the drought." This made the king again ferocious. He went to Indra for help. "My child, your daughter Kansari is already helping the needy people with giving them bags of grains. I cannot help. Your daughter is only helping." The king felt ashamed of himself and proud of his daughter. King Indra took King Anil on his elephant and showed him how Kansari and her three friends were distributing the food. She went to Kansari right away and said, "Oh, my child, I am very sorry." "I'm very sorry," he said. He said, "Forgive me and please come back to the palace." Kansari forgave her father but did not return to the palace and stayed with her friends forever, happily ever after. After that meeting, Indra said to King Anil, "Isn't there nobler things than just living in a palace? Don't you agree?" "And even I say, don't you agree, my friend? It is more nobler than just living in a palace. I think you have got the moral of the story. And as I said, I'll be giving you the tough words, the meaning. What is the meaning of nobler?" "Well, nobler means wiser. So repeat it. Nobler means wiser." So the sentence would be like, wouldn't it be not wiser to live in the woods without the palace? I hope you like this story, and it will be me telling you a next story in the next time. And remember, the next story is going to be a mystery story, and it will be the longest story, which is about the Secret Seven. And I'll hope you like it. So, bye-bye for this time. Bye-bye.